Unit 2, Part 2. Harry is listening to a radio program. You now have 50 seconds to study questions 1 to 10. Now listen to the radio program. The radio program will be played 2 times. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The radio program will begin now.
Welcome to Endangered World. I'm Patty Chow. This week we've invited a guest from Australia, Mr. Bobby Stone. Greetings, Mr. Stone.
Hello, Patty. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, Mr. Stone. You've worked with endangered animals for many years. Could you tell us about your job?
I've been an animal photographer for 45 years. Since I take photos of animals from all over the world, I spend most of my time travelling.
Have you always been an animal photographer?
No. I started as a newspaper photographer. Then a friend who was working with endangered animals asked me to help him take photos of 2 polar bears in a zoo. I've been an animal photographer since then. Question 1. What is the name of the guest? Question 2. Which of the following is true about Mr. Stone? Question 3. How did Mr. Stone start taking photos of animals?
I see. Taking photos of animals is a special job. How is it different today?
In the past, taking photos of animals used to be a very difficult job. The cameras weren't as powerful, and not many people did this job. But nowadays, cameras are much easier to use. Therefore, there are many more animal photographers these days.
Is the work dangerous?
Yes, full of danger. Wild animals can be quite fierce. Question 4. According to Mr. Stone, which of the following is true?
Was there a time you were in serious danger?
Yes. Recently, when I was taking photos of a cheetah, it started running towards me. Therefore, I had to climb up a big tree. The cheetah started to climb too, but luckily, cheetahs aren't good climbers. After a while, it went away.
Oh my gosh, that's scary.
Question 5. What happened to Mr. Stone when he was taking photos? Question 6. How does Patty feel about Mr. Stone's experience?
Have you ever got hurt?
Yes, but not very serious. No animal attacks. Only some broken bones. My worst injury was a snake bite. I was taking photos of some lions when I felt a sharp bite on my leg. It was very painful. I stayed in a village for 3 weeks before I could walk again. Question 7. What was Mr. Stone's worst injury?
Wow, it's a really dangerous job. What makes you love your job?
I've seen many beautiful animals, and I can help people learn about endangered animals. Many people like going to the zoo to see the animals, but very few know that many animals are hunted and killed in the wild every year. My work can help people learn about that. It's very meaningful.
That's wonderful. So what's next for you?
I've been on a holiday, but next week I'll be deep in a forest and back to work.
I see. Now let's take a short break. After that, Mr. Stone will answer questions from our listeners. If you have anything to ask, call us on 5551 2239.
Question 8. Mr. Stone likes his job because he can... Question 9. What will Mr. Stone do next week? Question 10. The listeners can call... Listen to the radio program and check your answers. The radio program will begin now.
Welcome to Endangered World. I'm Patty Chow. This week we've invited a guest from Australia, Mr. Bobby Stone. Greetings, Mr. Stone.
Hello, Patty. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, Mr. Stone. You've worked with endangered animals for many years. Could you tell us about your job?
I've been an animal photographer for 45 years. Since I take photos of animals from all over the world, I spend most of my time travelling.
Have you always been an animal photographer?
No. I started as a newspaper photographer. Then a friend who was working with endangered animals asked me to help him take photos of two polar bears in a zoo. I've been an animal photographer since then.
I see. Taking photos of animals is a special job. How is it different today?
In the past, taking photos of animals used to be a very difficult job. The cameras weren't as powerful, and not many people did this job. But nowadays, cameras are much easier to use. Therefore, there are many more animal photographers these days.
Is the work dangerous?
Yes, full of danger. Wild animals can be quite fierce.
Was there a time you were in serious danger?
Yes. Recently, when I was taking photos of a cheetah, it started running towards me. Therefore, I had to climb up a big tree. The cheetah started to climb too, but luckily, cheetahs aren't good climbers. After a while, it went away.
Oh my gosh, that's scary. Have you ever got hurt?
Yes, but not very serious. No animal attacks. Only some broken bones. My worst injury was a snake bite. I was taking photos of some lions when I felt a sharp bite on my leg. It was very painful. I stayed in a village for 3 weeks before I could walk again.
Wow, it's a really dangerous job. What makes you love your job?
I've seen many beautiful animals, and I can help people learn about endangered animals. Many people like going to the zoo to see the animals, but very few know that many animals are hunted and killed in the wild every year. My work can help people learn about that. It's very meaningful.
That's wonderful. So what's next for you?
I've been on a holiday, but next week I'll be deep in a forest and back to work.
I see. Now let's take a short break. After that, Mr. Stone will answer questions from our listeners. If you have anything to ask, call us on 5551 2239.
This is the end of Unit 2, Part 2.